For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill here at Farm Fest, the second day of Farm Fest. A little drier than day number one, but should be a beautiful day here near Redwood Falls and Morgan at Gill Fill and Estate. We stop at the Minnesota Corn Growers Association booth. Kirby Hetford joining us. And Kirby, this year there's a lot going on at Farm Fest. Seems like the political angle, election year is kind of taking over, but when it comes to corn growers and agriculture, we need to know what's going on and stay in touch with that realm as well here in the state.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. And first of all, I like this face-to-face interview thing. That's kind of nice. But we do have a lot of things going on at Minnesota Corn Growers. You know, last year we started the Minnesota Corn Growers Minnesota campaign, where our goal was to reach out to Minnesotans and candidates, potential future stakeholders on issues that are important to Minnesota corn. So we talk about conservation. We talk about the importance of ethanol and renewable fuels, RVP waivers, all that sort of thing. And we talk about, federal issues, state issues, depending on who the candidate is that's stopping by. So we're continuing to share that story today. Yesterday we had a lot of candidates stop by, a lot of discussion about, how the farm economy is and how, trade and tariffs are playing into the mood out in farm country. A lot of questions about the crop and, is it as good as we hear? Yesterday was a busy day, and today is going to be another very busy one, especially with a gubernatorial debate that's happening here at 10:30.
You mentioned some of the folks that stopped by yesterday. Did you get an understanding that they understand what corn growers are going through and experiencing at these times?
Yeah, so it's part of an education. The level of connectivity to farms depended on who the candidate was. But they're certainly open to listening, and it's part of building a relationship. They understand that in certain parts of the state where the crop is a little bit better than others, some of that stress out in farm country might be a little less. But certainly they understand, hopefully they understand better what's really happening after conversations yesterday.
I know on the national side of things, recently Corn Congress went on too, and a lot of folks went to represent Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. We had a great delegation of Minnesota corn directors that went out. Great news out of Corn Congress is that past President Harold Woolley was elected to the National Corn Growers Board. So not only do we have Mr. Haig on the National Corn Growers Board, but Harold will be joining him October 1st. So we're excited about that. They're great leaders for the state, and to have them help us out nationally, it's going to be good for Minnesota corn growers and corn growers across the nation as well.
I know yesterday, Tuesday, during one of the congressional forums of the waivers was a question and a topic that came up as well, and it seemed like everybody on the panel, they didn't understand it or didn't support that. And are we gaining any ground? I know we have a new head there in the EPA. Is that going to be a good thing for us?
Well, time will tell if Wheeler at the helm is going to be a good thing or status quo. I can tell you on the RVP waiver, we're asking for a waiver on blends higher than 10%. So E15, E20, E25, asking for that waiver. That's a process we started about 5 years ago when we were out in D.C. during our Corn Congress visit, bringing awareness of that issue to our senators and elected representatives. We made great progress with them, but it's taken some time. And there's a lot more awareness, especially of those currently in office, about the how important that is to us. The candidates, we definitely talked about those that are unfamiliar. We definitely talked about that issue yesterday. So hopefully they'll go, if they're successful, they'll go in with a little bit better understanding.
Kirby Hetford joining us here on Chasm Radio at Farm Fest. One final question regarding E15. A lot of folks said yesterday, too, we should have it year-round. It makes a lot of sense. I know the Trump administration kind of made that claim in 2016. We should have year-round E15. Are we getting closer to that?
I sure hope so, Joe. It does make sense, but everything that makes sense doesn't necessarily happen. So we got to be patient and vigilant on actively promoting that waiver, whether it be through congressional action or through EPA. One of those pathways has to eventually get that to market. So the consumers, especially in, you look at the metropolitan area and E15 sales, you look at how they skyrocket, and then to have that pulled away from them during the summer months, like you said, it just doesn't make sense.
Here at Farm Fest on Chasm Radio, stopping by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association booth here, a busy second day. We'll have additional details as we continue our coverage of Farm Fest. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.